Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 2nd of January, 2024. The Bible reading today is Isaiah chapter 50, verses 7 to 11. Because the Sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, have I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who then will bring charges against me? Let us face each other. Who is my accuser? Let him confront me. It is the Sovereign Lord who helps me. Who will condemn me? They will all wear out like a garment. The moths will eat them up. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the word of his servant? Let the one who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on their God. But now, all you who light fires and provide yourselves with flaming torches, go, walk in the light of your fires and of the torches you have set ablaze. This is what you shall receive from my hand. You will lie down in torment. Today's article titled Trusting God in the Dark was written by Amy Boucher Pye. Andrew and his wife Noreen lived and worked in Turkey for 2 decades, sharing the love of Jesus. In 2016, they expected to receive permanent residency in their adopted country, but instead, they were arrested on charges of espionage. Although the government authorities released Noreen, Andrew ended up spending over 2 years in prison before finally being set free. In captivity, he felt broken. He had expected that God would carry him above his circumstances into joy and that he would sense God's presence. Instead, he felt abandoned by God. He later admitted that he had to learn the lesson of Isaiah 50, verse 10. Let the one who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on their God. He reflected, God was teaching me to stand in the dark, to persevere apart from my feelings, perceptions, and circumstances. The prophet Isaiah was writing to God's people, split into the northern and southern kingdoms, calling them back to God. He said that if they feared and obeyed God, even whenever they walked in the dark, they would be able to rely on him. They only needed to look to him. Even as Andrew trusted, so can we. Whatever our situation, God won't leave us or forsake us. We might not always sense him at work, but he promises that he will be with us. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you that you'll never abandon me. Strengthen my faith in you, even when I experience trials and pain. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Lucy, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.